Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits and the Gospel. Today, it's going to be a little bit different content than what we normally have. It is not one of my sermons, although those will continue to be put here on this platform. Today, I'm actually doing an assignment for my classes at Candler, but it is also, I think, a really good look and very informative about evangelism. You know, when I went into this class, I was only doing it because the Book of Discipline tells me I have to have it. But I've learned so much, and I've actually reframed my ideas of what evangelism really is. You know, it gets a bad rap. We think, when we say evangelist, we think of the corner preacher ranting and raving and waving his Bible at people and screaming at them. And that is certainly a very narrow view, even of the street evangelist. There are people that are called to be out in the world, standing on the corners of our cities and our towns, that are doing good work, that do not scream at people, but are available to people, that are open to God's call, and are there to pray with people and evangelize to them on the street corners. But again, that's a very narrow idea of what evangelism is. Overall, in all its forms, evangelism is simply just building relationships through faith. It is showing the love of God through our relationships and our everyday lives. Whether it's in church or out of church, we should be evangelists for God and through Jesus everywhere we go. And that is the biggest lesson that I have learned in my time in my class. And I hope today that I can give you a few things that are specific to my congregation, but also ideas for you to take with you and new ways of thinking about how we spread the gospel of Jesus. I want to start, of course, in Scripture, where our faith is based. And I'm going to give you two scriptures. First is the one that we see and know as the Great Commission. It is the basis of what we are called to do as people of faith. We are not just called to believe, but we are called to go. So hear now these verses from Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Go and make disciples. That's a call for all of us to go out into the world and make disciples. Teach. Teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And baptize. Now, in the Methodist Church, we leave the baptizing to the ministers. We see it as a sacrament that is given by the Holy Spirit. You can go back and listen to my podcast about baptism in that case. But this, those other two parts, the go and make disciples and teach, that are the most important for all of us in evangelism. In life and in evangelism, that last sentence is actually the most important part. I am all with you always to the end of the age. God is with us to the end of the age. Wherever we go, wherever we are, we carry the love of Christ. And we help make disciples by going out and teaching. Now, does that mean that we have to carry our notebooks around or our devotions around and make people sit down and teach them formally? Absolutely not. We can teach them by example, by our actions and our love of others. We can teach them in all different kinds of ways. One verse that I love in my own ministry, one verse that I think is especially poignant here, is actually from the second letter to the people of Corinth. Paul says this in chapter 2, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes with knowing him." I love that idea, that Christ leads us always in triumph. And that's how we should be evangelists. In triumph, we shall always lead with Christ. I love that he spreads through us in every place as a fragrance spreads. Think about all your scented candles. I have a couple in my house. And how it doesn't matter where you are when they are lit, if you are in the room with them, that fragrance spreads. I think that is how we should spread the love of Christ. No matter where we are, no matter what group of people we're with, we should always be led by Christ and permeate every room we are in with his love. And that, to me, is evangelism. In my current church, Bethlehem United Methodist Church, there's a beautiful group of people that are very mission-driven. They want to share that love of Christ out in the world. They have this kindness and love that permeates every room they are in. They are involved in the community in many different ways through other organizations that we partner with. So that kindness and love can spread through missional work. One challenge that we have is that a lot of our members are not as mobile as they used to be. So a lot of the time, the only time that they are out of their home is to come to church because of their mobility issues. A lot of them also do not have the technical ability to be able to do things online or connect with people electronically. And that's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity for us to find new and different ways to work in evangelism together. One thing that we like to do is mission work at Bethlehem. And we can definitely partner with some wonderful missional partners. We work with a school for backpack ministry. We work with Wellroot to serve families in the area. And that's very important. It is very important to know where you can help best and where you need help helping. Where it has its challenges is Our location is not very visible. So even if people receive our help and we ask them to know who we are as a church, it's hard to find where we are as a church physically. The town has grown up around us and we are tucked in this beautiful little corner of the world, but it is not visible. So even though we do good work out in the community, people in the community don't necessarily know who we are. There are also a lot of United Methodist churches in the area. There are a lot of other denominational churches in the area that do wonderful work. So our small voice is hard to hear over those churches sometimes. And that's with mission. Helping that translate to evangelism is where I think that we have some great opportunities. You know, Jesus was an evangelist, of course, for him, has got his father and himself. And it's making that connection with people that we don't normally connect with, that is part of evangelism that is harder for my smaller congregation to do. We get many examples of Jesus being out in the world and congregating with people and inviting them in. One is in Mark, the second chapter. It says, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. That simple act of eating a meal with people to invite them to your beliefs is something that I think my congregation would be really comfortable with and would thrive at doing. The hindrance, of course, is the mobility issue. But I think there are some great creative ways that we can look at evangelism and make new opportunities for us to evangelize in our community. I think another goal for my congregation is that we should look for ways to translate the mission work we do to actual evangelism. What things are we already doing and doing well that we can take to the next level and add that invitation to? I think that is a very realistic and wonderful goal for my congregation. But I think the other goal that we have to accomplish first is understanding as a group that evangelism is not just being in relationship with people, but it's taking that mission and adding the invitation. And in the surface, that can be a little uncomfortable for some people, but I think in my own life, I am more comfortable asking people for help or asking them to be a part of something if I'm already in relationship with them. It's not something you lead with, it's something you build toward. And I think seeing that difference is a goal that I have for my congregation. Because they're already doing so much of the work, adding that extra step would be an easy add-on and would translate from mission to evangelism. It all goes back to Paul. the Paul that I sometimes struggle with. But I think that idea from 2 Corinthians is the one that I like the most. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Him. It is that fragrance that I pray you will come to know as well.